So yeah, just drafting an email to the boss of Life Matters. I'm meant to have a draft of the next episode done and sent to her by now, and it's not going to happen because I'm very tired. I'm very tired. I've had a big week. I've had another project due this week as well. I was helping out on this History of the Big Day Out podcast, which Double J and Aaron have just launched. I'm going overseas in a minute, which I'll tell you about. So just getting prepared for that. I'm pretty not organized for that. And got to keep these backflip episodes going. I've done some interviews for that, but I just haven't had time to cut it. I really hate not delivering, but just gotta, when you gotta rest, you gotta rest. And I gotta go to bed. I feel like a shell of a human. The crab has gone. The hermit has left the building, and the crab is left. And I gotta go. We're done here. I'm gonna send this email. I'm gonna go to bed. Goodbye. Okay, so we've just crossed the halfway mark, and I feel like things are going good, but how do you guys feel about that?
I think we're going really well. I think we've overcome a lot of obstacles, and yeah, the progression is coming along every week with the skills, so I'm really happy.
Same, I think you've started to believe that you can achieve this, and now that it's kind of coming together a little bit more, I think you believe in it a lot more.
Today, we were doing some forward rolls, which is something 8 weeks ago, I saw people do it and think, wow, that's incredible. I'll never be able to do that. And then 8 weeks later, I'm doing it.
Well, yeah, I think that's the beauty of it, is seeing you achieve literally something that you thought you could never do.
Gotta make that change. We gotta all make the change.
My backflip coaches, Kat and Ev Dalecki, have been very kind. I wonder what I would have done without them. I spend a lot of time here at their gym, 4 days a week, and sometimes extra sessions. I've stopped thinking about the routine now. I just come in through the squeaky door and get to work. Strength, flexibility, or tumbling skills.
Today was such a boost. Like, I walk out of here feeling like I'm gonna do it. It's happening. But 2 days ago, I've lost total confidence in the backward roll. Last week I was doing 200, and then I come in here 48 hours ago and I can't do it. I couldn't do it. Why? Why is it like that?
Everything changes actually, like, very much day to day with your skills. Your sleep is going to affect your performance, your nutrition. Tiny little bits of weight fluctuations are going to affect you. And some days you've just got it, and the next day it's like 100% frustrating. You just can't do it like you did the day before. Yeah, it's just about pushing through that, understanding that it's a process. Yeah, I think that separates people. People that can actually stick through the mental challenge of doing that, and the people that just get frustrated and quit.
When you do it right, it feels right. There's so many things you've got to glue together within your body to make it happen.
And it's been really good watching you figure that out. I would say, like, you are a fast learner. So that's been...
Thank you.
So I think that's been really good. That's what's helped you progress so quickly over the first half of the journey. But yeah, for the next half, it's just like, how much more can we squeeze out of you in terms of time to get you training more often and a little bit more intensely, I think.
I've made the decision to backflip. One day I will flip. My challenge right now, though, is doing it by the December deadline. And this middle phase has me worried.
I feel like I'm in the danger zone at the moment. Because I have lost a few kilos and I feel good, I might slack off. Is this something you see when you're training people?
I do see that with a lot of people that we train. Some people make a lot of progress and they see that as like leeway. It doesn't matter if they have a couple of cheat meals now and a few too many drinks here and there because they've got like a buffer.
That has gone through my mind.
And then on the other hand, some people, they see a little bit of progress and results and it just like fires them up. and that's their motivator to just continue and continue. And
well, I've had a little bit of that as well.
Okay. So you need to really focus in on those feelings and not let yourself see the success as like, well, I need to reward myself with previous behaviours, because previous behaviours are going to get you previous results.
Sounds like a Dr. Phil quote. I like that. Part of the danger zone is the fact I'll be away. I'm going to Korea for a week and a half to make a documentary. My routine will be totally out of whack.
Ladies and gentlemen, this information is for family and friends awaiting the arrival of Virgin Blue Flight TJ9.
Here at Sydney Airport, inside the lunchroom of Virgin Australia, and we're having lunch with Zoe. What have you got here?
I have, actually. I've got a fillet of steak, some sweet potato and broccoli. Hello, my name's Zoe. I'm a cabin supervisor for Virgin Australia. I've been flying for Virgin for 11 years. And I guess we're here talking about, what are we talking about?
We're talking about being healthy, yeah, whilst living out of a suitcase, being on the move.
Yes.
By the way, Zoe, just before we get going further into the interview, there's an exit there. And there's an exit just through there.
Are you looking for a job?
Flight attendants are known for looking presentable. Zoe has lots of tips for how to look, feel good and stay healthy while travelling, like this one.
Don't pack too much.
Oh, okay. Why do you say that?
Because I think that if you simplify the packing and you don't have too much stuff, it's less overwhelming. So you don't spend so much time deciding what you're going to wear, but you put your clothes on and you get out the door, because being in a hotel room is not healthy. Put my clothes on and it gets me out the door faster. If I sit there trying to work out what I'm going to wear or what I'm going to do that day, I probably procrastinate and spend more time in the room watching TV, making a coffee and not getting out.
Organisation is the key to Zoe's success.
Because I'll be out of that routine, I could just slip back into old habits or not maintain what I've had. Yes, so what do I do?
So what's your plan though? You have to think about your plan. I know what I like to do. So what I might like to do for exercise, you may not like. I like high intensity training, weight training, heavy weights. I like somebody to push me in a class.
So when you're on the road in a random place, yeah, do you find a class?
Yeah, I will Google and I'll do like find F45 classes or CrossFit gyms that I've never been to, and I ring them and say, can I do a one-off session? And then I tell them, just you smash me as hard as you can, make me sweat and cry.
Okay, I won't be doing that, but my plan is I've booked a hotel with a small gym. I have a routine from my trainers. There's free circuits online too. I plan to be walking, using stairs, and I'm sending photos of all my food for accountability.
Sounds like you're very disciplined.
I am very disciplined, because when I'm not disciplined, which I have kind of had lapses in the past, I've been very miserable. So I'm motivated by my own success.
Being away from home on adventures is not always smooth sailing.
Because it does become depressing to do this job. Like, you can get very tired and fatigued over a course of time, and then you lock yourself up in a hotel room because you're exhausted, you don't want to exercise, and then it becomes an awful kind of like little cycle.
Yeah, I have my own little cycles I've gotten into.
But the bad habits you have are formed in the exact same way that your new habits are going to be formed. Just by consistently doing them every day for a period of time, that it becomes a habit.
What's with all the Dr. Phil style wisdom this episode? Anyway.
Hey. Hey, how's it going? How you doing? Here's Trouble.
Good.
Hiya, Mikey.
Hey.
There are three things you can bank on at a Williams family birthday barbecue. My older brother is head barbecue chef. He looks after steaks and meats, important stuff. I'm the assistant, take care of less important things like onions, and my younger brother holds the plates when we dish up. Dad always does the hip hips, and ice cream cake is still the most prized dessert.
You're good, Mikey?
Oh, thanks.
Orange juice?
No, I'm okay, thank you.
Apart from the time I recently cried into a Big Mac, overall my nutrition's been pretty good.
Happy birthday to you.
I've lost 10 kilos. That feels really cool to say. Life's a bit easier.
Happy birthday, dear Uncle Noy. Happy birthday to you.
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Today I've planned for Nick's birthday and situations like ice cream cake.
Hey, leave him here so we can dish him out.
When lunch is over, I catch up with Mum and Dad. My resolve to flip is strong and they can see results. I'm excited to see the tone shift since I first spoke to them in episode one. But Dad wants to talk about my veins.
No, I'll come back to the veins another time. We're good on the veins. I'm veined out.
Yeah, but you were upset about that in one of the episodes. And as I say, then my understanding is that it's not a serious medical condition in themselves. If it had been something more serious, it could have had a much greater impact on your health.
I know.
So this what is I'm saying is, it's a lesson that needs to be learnt.
But why haven't you had it attended to? I mean, you've had it for well over a year. You had a clot and...
And even when the doctor said, you need to get this attended to, you're still delayed. I know you're working and you're busy, but, why not just... If it were me, I would have made the appointment for the next available appointment and got it attended to.
I love my parents, but... they're annoying sometimes. My wife Jo is sitting in the corner listening in. I turn to her for help.
For Greg, if you've got something wrong, you deal with it and you kind of take accountability. I'm going to deal with it straight away. Mike, however, it's not just a struggle with health, it's a struggle with everything.
All right, bad idea. This was meant to be a positive chat. I need to change the conversation.
Halfway. You've seen some results, okay? I'm doing some moves. Yep. Do you think it's going to happen now? Do you believe? I'm giving you a second chance here to get on board.
That's not fair. We've always been on board.
Speaking of backflips, here we go.
We've always been on board in terms of improving your health, but being able to do a backflip...
I think you might come close with a little bit of help. But I don't know that you'll be able to actually flip and do it yourself. I don't know about
what sort of help are you talking about?
Something, maybe wires, elastic bands. Something with a harness. Yeah. Then you could possibly really, really get it.
I think you'll do it.
This guy. Okay, yeah, go on.
Well, you're going to the acrobatic people, you've spoken to the psychologists, and why wouldn't you be able to do it? I didn't know you were going to have all these professional people helping you.
We've got the full Life Matters team on this round the clock to make this happen.
It's terrific. I mean, yeah, good on you, Huff, good on you. It's a great achievement. Keep going.
Yeah, keep it going now. You've broken the back.
They're on the... I hope not. No, watch what you back say.
Of the pro, broken the back of the pro.
Digging a hole, Mum. You're digging a
If I ever want to get brought back down to earth, I always know where to go. Right now, though...
Touchdown, South Korea. What happens next? I don't know.
Cabin crew, door side, stand by.